Right, so I've come along to the Volkswald show today at Sandown Park, and quite by chance bumped into Sarah Snow, who's representing Rosie's Rainbow Fund, which is a charity that's been set up to help families with children who have cancer. Okay, right. So, Sarah, I better hand over to you and explain properly. So, tell me about the fund and what it's all about.
Okay. We work with families affected by serious illness, disability, and families who we support families who've lost a child. We work in the John Radcliffe in Oxford. We work at the Royal Barks and also at Stoke Mandeville, where we provide music therapy on the wards. We also have a rainbow therapy room at the John Radcliffe, where we support families. We give aromatherapy and massage to the parents of long-term and seriously ill children. And we provide bereavement counselling as well to the families who lose children. And we basically try and provide support that's not really available to families who are going through very difficult times, and really with the long-term aim of trying to keep the family together and intact, because we know statistically as many as 70 to 80% of families who lose a child, the parents separate as a result. So we're just trying to help families cope with the unthinkable, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I've had a brief experience with, you know, with my mum having cancer, so I know any support that you get in that kind of situation just helps with everything else that's going on. So what are you doing here at Volkswald then?
Well, this year is the 10th anniversary of the fund being established. The fund was set up 10 years ago this May, and it was set up in memory of a little girl called Rosie Mayling, who died age 11 at the John Radcliffe. Rosie didn't actually think she was particularly ill, and she was very bored on the wards while she was waiting for the results of her test. She had a disease called vasculitis, which is not doesn't have a known cure, and not many people know about it. And she was saying, well, when I get better, I'm going to come back and I'm going to put on plays on the wards. I'm going to raise money for children with disabilities. And she'd already put on a play and raised money for a child that needed a wheelchair. And because Rosie was so energetic and positive and full of life and cared so much about other children, in her memory, her family set up the fund to try and carry out some of those things in Rosie's memory. So this is the 10th year of Rosie's passing, and we want to do something positive. So the idea came forward to buy a VW camper van and to take it around and use it as a way to generate money to perhaps long term build a create a respite home on the coast for families of families in need who need a break. So that's why we're here. So we've got the van, which we got from we don't mind naming them, VW Campers down in Sussex. They've been very helpful, and they helped us get a wonderful van, right-hand drive, which is proven to be very desirable. And we're doing a great trade here today, selling tickets. It's going really well.
Cool. So where can people go to find out more about the fund and everything you do?
Yeah, so we've obviously got a website, rosiesrainbowfund.co.uk. You can Google us there. We're on Facebook as well. We're on Twitter. And if you go to our homepage and just click on Win a VW Camper, you can follow the link and buy tickets. And they're only £2 each. And we'll be having the draw actually on Rose's birthday, which is 17th of December. And so just before Christmas, we'll have the draw. And hopefully we'll have made enough then to move forward our work into the next decade. So fingers crossed, come visit us on our website.
Excellent. Cheers. Thank you very much.
Actually, Rose's dad, who's here with a red t-shirt on, has just gone off probably up to the van. He's